City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is the main event of the evening. 12 rounds of boxing for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Introducing
from Birmingham,
introducing
the winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior Dodson.
Order, boys. Order, boys.
Here we go.
Right, Masha's brought in a little bit of extra help today, but is he going to get any help off his trainer, Danny?
No, unfortunately, no.
Outrageous.
That way, deal on the way over, Danny.
Does he often make life a little bit more difficult for you, Danny?
When he needs to, and he makes it easy when he needs to.
You can't have it easy on fight week. Right, Tony, yeah. You know the pressure's on you, essentially, because you're one down already. You've missed a few weeks, so you're going to be penalised with some terrible questions. Mugs away, I think. Who is the mug here? It's got to be the Warrior.
Yeah.
Right, we'll start with you, Tony. What was the date of Sean Dodd's debut? The Dodd debut, what was the date? And if you give it me within 2 months.
Two months
of this debut date, I will let you
have. So I've got to get the month and the year, or can I just get the year?
Clearly, if you get it within 2 months, you've got to guess the month, haven't you? So what was the year and what was the month? His debut, professional debut. Come on, because it's not that hard if you think about it. How many fights have you
last
had
year.
Now,
Masha?
No, I know.
He's not going to give him any clues whatsoever.
Last year.
Go on, go for a year first of all, and I'll tell you whether it's a boo-boo or
2011.
No.
Do I get half a point to be right?
No, but go on, give us a month and the year.
I don't know, 2009. No.
Oh my God, Danny? Minus point to be the same year.
Danny, let's throw this over to you. What year was his professional debut?
I think it was 2010.
I said 2010.
Well, I do.
Unless Box Rec is absolutely wrecked.
Well, they do seem to get
the answer is 2012, and it was the 3rd of March. 3rd of March, right? No point there.
That was it.
It's over to you, Masha.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's what it does in boxing to you. What is Tony Dodson's longest winning streak? It's quite difficult, this one. So, what's his longest winning streak, Masha? What do you reckon? How many fights did he put together?
Fights or months?
Fights. What were you on about months?
Well, I could just say like 12 months.
How many winning? What's my longest winning streak?
Oh, fights.
Oh, my God.
Months.
That doesn't make no sense.
How many days?
10.
No, it's not 10. Do you know what it is?
It's 7 or 8.
It's 6. It's six. Well done, Danny. Danny's one up here. Right. Here we go. Dodson. Right, we've got a mystery voice here now. Let me find which one it is. Boxing 1, Boxing 2. Right, who is this mystery voice?
From where? From my weight division or just general boxing?
Well, who is it? I think you should get this.
Fortunate having been number one in the world. Fortunate having been number one in the world.
Which country is he from?
He's Canadian.
Fortunate having been number one in the world.
Canadian?
Yeah, well, you can't.
You know who that is.
What country is that from? Don't say what it is.
Is he looking at me there?
Do you know, Danny, do you know what country that's from?
Fortunately, having been
Don't say.
I ain't got a
clue. I'll give you one more go.
Sweden.
Fortunately, having been number one in the world.
GI?
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa. Welsh. That's Welsh.
You've gone from Canada to
Wales.
Right, last chance. I need the clock ticker. Matty, drag me out the clock
ticker.
We need
like a 10 bell, don't we? Yeah.
Joe Calzaghe.
Oh!
Boom!
Got it right. Joe Calzaghe.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Wow.
Well done, Tom.
I'm going to put the clock on you next time because you dragged that out.
Yeah.
I should take half a point off you for that.
That was a good answer there.
Right.
I'm not surprised. I don't know what to think about
now,
it.
Yeah. You've got a mystery voice here. And this, again, I think you should have this.
I came back and beat those guys that beat me.
I know where it is straight away.
Shh. I do.
I know where it is straight away.
I came back and beat those guys.
It's from Wales. He's a Welsh boxer.
Don't even dare. Don't even dare. This is serious.
Okay.
Look at him fuming.
Hang on. Right. Let's have a look.
Don't even give him no more.
No.
That's enough.
What I'm going to do now is.
No, you added about 5 times.
I'll put you on the clock here.
I came back and beat those guys that beat me.
You're on the clock here, Masha. We should have had this sooner and put the pressure on you.
No, oh, my God. Joe Rove, there you go. Clock's over.
Frank Bruno.
No. Lennox Lewis. Thank you,
Lennox. Was it?
What's wrong with you? How can you not know that man? That man is like iconic.
Well, I didn't know.
With his
blagging
to be from Britain and he's Canadian.
Yeah.
David Price's former.
From Wales as well.
No, he's David Price's former hanger on. He's jumping on a bandwagon. Well, Price, he's doing well.
Here we go. Warrior.
2-0 up.
Now, this is.
No,
this
you
is,
won,
though. This is where
no.
it gets.
Well, I got my point before. 2-0 up, I am.
You didn't, did he?
2-0 up.
No,
I did the
what?
First answer.
You didn't get it
the
right.
The first answer I got right.
No, you didn't.
Joe Calzaghe and then Lennox Lewis, so that's two.
Ah.
Thank you.
No, you can't have his.
That's mine.
You passed it to me for the question.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. We don't
oh,
do that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. In the past.
You haven't been here that long. You're making the rules up now yourself.
Carry on.
What are these drugs you're on at the moment? Garston hasn't had a Conservative MP since when?
Oh.
Give it me within 2 years, I'll let you have it.
Oh, don't pull it back.
Garston hasn't had a Conservative MP since...
95, what? Just a random guess.
You want to go for 90? Oh, I'm not even put the clock on you there. You're wrong anyway.
Well, why would I know that, to be fair?
Well, you wouldn't.
I've got to get this
exactly.
now, haven't I? Come
right,
on.
According to Wikipedia, in what year...
What's a Wikipedia?
I won't go into the online dictionary. In what year did horse-drawn buses start running in Birkenhead? Give it me within 10 years and you can have this. What year did horse-drawn buses start running in Birkenhead? If you don't get this, Warrior draws level with you.
Within 10
Let's
years?
Let's get going.
Why would you even know that?
Well, it wouldn't matter.
Something wrong with you.
1869.
Oh!
Winner from Liverpool, ah. Tony, the
well then, John. That makes us draw. Ah, what was the answer then, Steve?
Little handshake. It was you weren't that far off. It was 1848. If you'd said 1858, I'd have given it you.
Got it.
But you went another 10 years past that.
Yeah.
Boys,
I think I give my mum's date of birth. I'm only messing, man. I'm only messing, mum. I love you.
Yeah.
Just feeling sorry for Tony there.
Yeah.
Mrs. Dodd, don't listen to him, honestly. Right, so that's 8-all.
Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones. That's 8-all. I think we need a point in this quiz where someone wins for the year. Can we have like a finishing date where all of a sudden there's a finishing line and you have to present a trophy or something like that?
I'd actually say leave it to the producer, but after the farcical questions he comes up with, he's not trustworthy to do that, so Steve, it's on you.
Okay, so set a date of just before the football season starts, then. Should we say the beginning of August?
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Beginning of August, right, and whoever loses has to come up with a trophy or a trophy of some sorts. To present to the other one.
Right, yeah. This makes our homework a little bit more.
Yeah.
Finger,
so you're
going to
feel like
there's a reward.
Do you really think that there's any homework that can be done for them questions?
No.
Not a chance.
1848. You know what I mean?
I'm going to get these changed anyway. I'm going to have
you got to keep it like specific sport or general knowledge or. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
No, don't go with that. It makes it harder for me.
I think we'll have a showbiz round from next week. Look at Warrior.
Don't do soaps or not like that, because Tony soaps. Watches all the soaps.
That's all he does.
Not like that.
Right, 2 minutes left then. Boys, let's just a final look ahead to the weekend. So the big fight, Tony Pelly. It is his fight night, isn't it? I mean, essentially.
Yeah.
If you think how Tony's feeling at the moment, he must be absolutely... He must be trying to keep it together, not think too much about the wider scheme of things. But what an event to be headlining.
World title fight at Goodison Park. I watched Creed as well for the first time the other night. It was after we had the open workout, and I seen Tony, and you know, we come over to us and shook our hands, said hello and stuff. He's a lovely fella, Tony, very humble. Few photos with the sisters and stuff. Had a good chat with us as well, and and then watching him doing his training, and he looked sharp, looked well.
Yeah, he switched on.
And I went straight home, straight home, DVD, two boiled eggs, cup of tea, and I watched the Creed film, and it was boss. He played it very well. It was good.
The entrance to go.
Well, I recorded the entrance and put it on Twitter.
It gives you shivers. I watched it the night before my last fight. In the cinema right by where I was staying. And perfect just before the fight night, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Perfect.
It's like fiction being made into reality, isn't it? It's a bit weird, the whole thing.
Yeah, and I'm watching it on Rocky film, and I know now it's going to happen. It's weird. I'm just preparing myself for it.
I've known Bomber for years and years. He actually come with me on the coach to me press conference for the Frotch fight. come with me. Yeah. When he was amateur and I was obviously had that big shot against Frotch, he come with me, you know, to support me in that.
Yeah,
for the press
right.
conference, and he ended up being, he's good mates with Carl now, and you know, going on to fight for a world title. It's
massive.
It's unreal.
Okay, so on behalf of us all, good luck, Tony. Good luck, yeah. Swifty. Good luck, is Paul Smith Jr.
My all the Scouts,
Callum.
Lads.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
too many to
Price,
to
some... Masher. You, who have I missed off there?
Name. Steve Rogan.
Tom Farrell.
Yeah. Tom Farrell.
Yeah.
Jed Carroll.
There you go.
Sean Trodden.
The Buffalo.
Yeah.
The Buffalo.
Yeah.
Name.
Yeah, this is another coach from our gym. He doesn't really brilliant. Get much of a mention, but we just want to mention Sean.
Yeah.
Him, Phil Appleton's been, you know, doing a fantastic job with Masha. So,
does a lot behind the scenes for us as well.
Venture boxing.
We a few of the things we can't really say because it's like a secret to us, but
right.
we can share it. He's when I boxed Scott Cardle for the first time, the heat of the light was unbelievable. It took a lot of us in the later rounds. Second time round, Danny come with the idea of getting some lights to put around the ring. So Sean's got them all fixed in now. Lights all fixed in round the ring. To the lecky, you just switch it on and it just emulates the heat. And I'm like, I'm fighting on Sky Sports in the Echo Arena with the heat.
So it's like putting the Alecky bars on, is it?
Yeah. He just put
the Alecky heater.
It's just a little switch now, like a light switch, and all these lights come on round the ring, all these big lights, and it just.
I just happened to mention that we need to put these up just to simulate the night.
Mm.
And
yeah.
then when we've come back in the gym in the night time, Sean Todd's obviously been there, got the lights, put them up.
Wired them all in, everything, you know, and it was like.
Jim will fix
nice
it.
Nice one. Jim will fix it, yeah.
And he's called the Buffalo.
And he's called the Buffalo, yeah.
Why is he called the Buffalo, finally?
Yeah, well, I need to know.
He's got a head like a buffalo, and he's a. Big
he's
lad.
A monster, mate.
Yeah.
When you spar,
bring him in. Bring him in.
When you spar him, it's like sparring a buffalo.
Danny, yeah. brilliant to see you.
First time
you,
yeah,
and good luck,
us.
Of course, for Saturday.
Cheers,
you confident, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Absolutely. Toe. Oh, Sunday. I keep saying Saturday. Sunday, yeah.
Sunday, yeah.
Tony, see you next week.
Cool.
And Masha. Go on, give us one final one, Masha.
Birkenhead, baby. Birkenhead, baby.
So remember, when you've won, I want you straight in that camera.
I will.
And I want a better one than that one.
Okay.
All right.
I'll even give Steve a little shout on it.
top men.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.